Nolte, Arizona Democrats get what they vote for after hotel converted to migrant center. By John Nolte on June 10, 2021. Maybe if you're going to vote for his fraudulency Joe Biden, you shouldn't be surprised when smack dab in the middle of your neighborhood, a 1,200-person, upscale hotel is converted into a migrant detention center. Oh, and you also shouldn't be surprised when I point and laugh at you. Morons. And now the same morons who voted for Biden are unhappy and some of the good guys in that area are out protesting. Large protests continued in Scottsdale Friday afternoon over a temporary migrant facility at a hotel. Many of the nearby residents said not only do they not agree with that at all, but feel they were given no information that this would be happening before migrants were already being moved in. Hundreds of protesters lined the crowded sidewalk for more than a block in front of the Scottsdale Hotel. Over the Memorial Day weekend, we were notified about the hotel and the illegals that were moved in under the cover of darkness without any kind of consultation from the local community, said Lisa Seeger. No, seriously, what did you expect voting for Biden, who made it achingly clear he would open our borders, flood our country with illegals, and destroy the suburbs? Biden wasn't subtle about this. But at least the mean tweets have stopped. Again, to be clear, I'm not ridiculing protesters. They're doing the Lord's work. We need more Americans like them, a whole lot more, like a gajillion more. What? You mean the federal government can do that? Can sneak into your neighborhood in the middle of the night without asking or notifying anyone and turn a nice hotel into a detention center where taxpayers will foot the bill to house and feed and care for people who should have been deported immediately? Why, yes, yes, the feds can, and when you vote for Democrats the mean tweets might stop, but this is exactly what happens. And it's your fault because through your vote you gave these fascists the green light to ruin your life and community. Don't you get it? Can you still not see it? Democrats want power. More than anything else they want power. And flooding the country with illegal Democrats is the path to power, by way of votes and by way of big donations, both financial and in kind, from multinational corporations who exploit these illegals for the cheap labor, who don't want to hire Americans because we have inconvenient requests when it comes to wages and human rights. Sometimes we even organize into labor unions. Democrats have made no secret about their demonic desire to replace Americans, most especially in swing states such as Arizona, with a more complacent immigrant population. Whine all you want. You asked for it, you got it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.